Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 26th of February at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Super Social about entertainment, and we'll be looking at a new all-island, not new of course, but an all-island food safety body and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Tadhg McNally in the Irish Examiner reports that timelines for the delivery of major road projects could be cut by years by simplifying regulations and consent processes, the Public Expenditure Minister has said. Jack Chambers has said that the government is changing the rules on how regulations are applied, as they can excessively delay projects before they can even get started. He said projects like roads, wastewater treatment plants and energy infrastructure were being drowned out in a sea of regulatory requirements, while adding that some approval processes were adding limited value. Changes being proposed by Mr. Chambers include the introduction of parallel decision making, where project consents and permits can be decided at the same time rather than sequentially. Asked how much time he expected to see shaved off project deliveries for roads with his changes, Mr. Chambers said it would depend on the type of road project. He said some local road projects only take months to get approvals, while larger national roads can take years in the pre-planning phases. Colin Gleeson in the Irish Times reports that the data centre builder and operator Equinix is to create 200 jobs in an investment of up to €600 million in Dundalk, County Louth. The investment will be used to construct a 1,400 square metre advanced manufacturing facility in the town, which will be built by local company Hanley Energy. The facility will serve as Equinix's global hub for manufacturing specialised power equipment for data centres and AI-driven workloads. Equinix has committed to a minimum investment of $70 million annually for an initial five-year period, extendable to 10 years. And Alice O'Leary in the Business Post reports that Marks & Spencer's Irish arm swung to a €15.9 million profit last year on the back of stronger food sales. New accounts filed with the company's registration office show that post-tax profit at M&S Ireland, which sells clothing, homewares and food in-store as well as online, reversed a €12.8 million loss from 2024. And I was just looking at the website Kerala.com. This is based on a Wall Street Journal article that the United States is experiencing net negative migration. And for the first time it's the first time since the Great Depression, an estimated 150,000 people have left the United States. The trend, which has been dubbed the Donald Dash, is driven by remote work, rising living costs and lifestyle preferences, leading families and professionals to seek a higher quality of life abroad. Countries like Mexico, Canada, Portugal and Germany are seeing significant influxes of American residences. And I see that around 34,000 Americans have applied for Irish passports as well in the past year. Something like 6,000 have applied for UK passports. Relocation firms report surging demand, while US citizenship renunciation requests have also increased supply. The U.S. sees negative for the first time since the 1920s, which is very unusual for them. The other story I notice about is Aston Martin. The chairman of Aston Martin, the luxury car brand, of course, was not considering an exit from his investment in the UK luxury car maker. Its chief executive said, as the company continued to hemorrhage cash and struggled to turn itself around. In an interview with the Financial Times, Aston Martin's chief executive Adrian Hallmark defended the €50 million sale of its Formula One naming rights to AMR GP Holdings, the racing team's holding company that is indirectly controlled by Stroll. And now the time is 6:35.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.